Blackstone Audio presents Wedgwood Gray by John Aubrey Anderson. For Nan. Chapter 1. It wasn't the first night he'd spent in the loft of the old barn. A broken deck of scud was left over from 4 days of mid-April rain. The low-hanging clouds took slow turns with bright stars and a rising moon, competing to determine how much of the night's influence would be dispelled. The closest man-made light was more than a mile to the west, a single dim bulb dangling from a cord outside the Parker's old tool shed. The barn where he slept was on the east side of the Parker's plantation. It and a small shotgun house were on semi-permanent loan to the Central Delta Hunting Club for their deer-hunting headquarters. Each spring, the club members would keep the deer fed by planting several acres of corn along the strip between the cotton field and the edge of Eagle Nest Break. Every fall, the same men would come out and plant the strip and winter wheat. In the evenings, just after dusk, Wedgwood Gray shadows would materialize at the edge of the wooded break. They'd graze along the boundary of the field then, as full night descended. The shadows that could turn themselves into deer would move farther from the protection of the trees. On those nights when there was enough moonlight, he'd fix himself a comfortable place where he could see the fields through the loft opening, and he'd spend the night in the sweet-smelling hay, enjoying the peace offered by his surroundings. On darker nights, if there was a breeze moving through the woods to mask his sounds, he'd leave the warmth of the hay and slip into the trees of the break. He'd stay downwind of the animals, creeping along like a wraith, sometimes crawling close enough to hear them munching the grain. More often than not, they'd sense his presence before he could get close and transform themselves back into silent shadows.